This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. You know, during a normal 4th of July in Idaho, thousands upon thousands of people flock to city parks to have a picnic, enjoy the day, and of course, watch fireworks. This year, though, well, we know it's been anything but normal, right? The coronavirus pandemic has shut down so many 4th of July events. However, Boise parks will be open for people to recreate responsibly during COVID-19. Our George Prentice sat down this morning with Doug Holloway. He is the director of Boise Parks and Rec to talk about the effects the pandemic has had on the capital city's greenest spaces.
So, you know, even with the seriousness of the pandemic, we were really fortunate here in Boise that we were able to keep all 93 plus park sites open during that the worst of times. Mm-hmm. We were able to keep our 25 mile stretch of green belt open. And we were also able to keep our 200 miles plus of trails in the Boise foothills open. And, you know, George, I've heard from a number of folks almost on a weekly basis that just really thank the city for being able to provide that outlet at a time when so many other pieces of business were closed up or other outlets for folks to be able to get out and enjoy, you know, the great outdoors of Boise, Idaho, were not available to them. And so that will continue, obviously, through the 4th of July. All those assets are open. Mm-hmm. We also have been able to get both of our municipal golf courses open. So they'll be open and available during the 4th of July holiday. And a week ago Monday, we were very proud to get and happy to get Zoo Boise back open again. It's on a limited basis, obviously, a limited number of admissions. Admissions have to be purchased online.
Can I pause you there? That's timed entry, right? How is that going?
The timed entry is going very well, George. In fact, we had basically three components to the plan: the time entry piece, the controlled spaced flow inside the facility, the directional flow inside the facility. And then we limited the number of admissions that we are selling. We originally started out with 100 per hour, which in a 14-acre park is very, very doable. But once we step back into stage three as a city, we moved that down to 50 per hour, or 25 per half hour is what we do on our on the admission sales. So Zoo Boise will be open, George, during the 4th of July holiday. Golf courses, all of our parks, all the aquatic complex down at Esterson Plot and Quinn's Pond and the Boise River are all accessible. Ester has been closed due to an algae bloom that popped up about a week and a half ago. And so our fingers are crossed right now, George, that we possibly could get those ponds back open this weekend. We've been, our public works team has been treating the ponds and the treatment has been working. So hopefully those will be open. If not, Quinn's is still available. And so is the access to Whitewater Park Phase 1 and 2 in the Boise River in that area. Still quite a bit to do over 4th of July.
Yeah, what's the status of playgrounds?
So playgrounds were opened up during the Stage 3 process. Mm-hmm. Stage moved to Stage 3. So they have been open for several weeks now.
Okay.
And continue to be open, as well as our two outdoor gyms that we have located at Ann Morrison and at Camel's Back Park.
And city pools will remain closed through the rest of the summer?
That's correct. Yep. All of our city pools will continue to be closed. However, a tidbit some folks aren't aware of is the Boise City Aquatic Center, which is located at the West YMCA in West Boise, is a city facility and is open to the public. And they have reopened that to public swim as well. So it is an indoor facility, but it is open to the public and it is owned by the city.
Doug, I've got just about a minute left, but I'd be remiss if I didn't note that your department has been a major employer each summer for, well, who knows how many thousands of young men and women, and how that's been a turning point in their lives as far as developing a work ethic and a professional responsibility. And that's a bit of a loss this year.
Unfortunately, George, it is. One thing that the mayor and council did do, actually, the mayor was insistent that any temporary worker that was already on a schedule, had already been hired, and was planning on working, they continue to get paid through the summer. But unfortunately, those that would have come on at different points during the summer to do all of our summer programming, a lot of that programming didn't occur. And you just brought up, George, the swim pools. We have somewhere between 120 and 130 employees that help us run those six outdoor pools. And the preponderance of them are between the ages of 16 and 22. And we didn't open pools this year, so that was obviously an unfortunate situation for them. But there are still a large number that are continuing to get paid. And our hope, depending on how the health indicators progress from here, our hope is some of those programs will get off the ground in the course of either July or August before school starts.
He is Doug Holloway, director of Boise Parks and Rec. Doug, happy 4th to you. Next year will be that much better.
We're hoping so, George. Thank you for having me.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. You can always catch George every weekday beginning at 5 a.m. on Morning Edition. And thanks for all of your questions for our medical expert discussion today. We have a new question, though, that we want to ask you about. Of course, keep those medical expert questions coming in as well. But we are working on another topic, another show. How has the pandemic affected the way you shop? Are you choosing stores based on their mask policies? What about restaurants? We want to hear from you about how your consumer choices have changed during this. You can leave us a voicemail, 208-426-3625. Again, that is 208-426-3625. Or send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, and we may just share your story on the air. Again, thank you, all of you, for being a part of Idaho Matters. All of your questions, your comments, just constantly being here with us as we move through this 2020 that I think we will all never, ever forget. But thank you again. It is Wednesday. I hope you find some joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.